listening to On the Couch with Carly. Carly's couch is a safe space to talk. I'm a psychologist, but I'm not your pipe-smoking, tweed-wearing stereotype.
Hello, and welcome back to On the Couch with Carly. I am doing a quick little video, just a micro-podcast, because I had some interesting conversations this morning in my therapy practice, and I thought I would share with you one of the topics that we discussed. In fact, I'm going to share both the topics. So, number one, these topics are actually, they're both to a theme. So the theme is the unbelievably ridiculous and unrealistic expectations on women, the standards and norms that women are expected to live by, and how often they're so contradictory and impossible, and it's damned if you do, damned if you don't situations, just both of these. So number one, I spoke about my first client, is the idea of how women are treated in terms of their bodies. And the bind here is we are made to feel like if we are overly sexualized, then we are A, in danger, because men will possibly treat us badly or take advantage of us, or at worst rape us, because we look like bait, just waiting to be eaten on the hook, you know? And so we must be really careful not to allow ourselves to expose our bodies or to enjoy our bodies in a way that might appear sexually inviting to men. And that in addition to this, we also feel like if we don't have bodies that are attractive to the male gaze, then we're not valuable enough, we're not worthy enough. So we feel really critical of ourselves, spend a lot of time judging ourselves, criticizing ourselves, hating ourselves if we don't look like the girls and women that we see who do have the bodies that we see being objectified. So that's a really shitty bind to be in. That's a real damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. The second one that came up was this idea of being a mother in our society, and how on the one hand, there is this struggle with the work-life balance of motherhood. Like, how do you juggle being a mother and working? And what happens when you feel like you're pulled in too much of any one direction, particularly work? It makes you feel guilty because you're not with your kids as much. You're not being a good enough mother. You're distracted. But sometimes it's true that it just feels more rewarding to be out in the workforce than being at home with our children. We don't get as much positive reinforcement. We don't get any accolades. No one's congratulating us. No one's really seeing our work that we do at home with our children. So we are pulled towards the work out there because it is more rewarding on some level. And then when we think about maybe not working and saying, okay, what if I just spend time at home? What if I just enjoy being a mother? Then we say to ourselves, at the same time, we'll say, ooh, but that's, you know, that's such a privilege to feel like you get to do that, you know, when some mothers have to work. So then it's almost like you're made to feel guilty for having the opportunity to just mother. So I find that also incredibly untrustworthy, something that where we are made to feel like either choice is devalued in some way. Either choice leaves us in a position where we aren't truly free and respected, and it's enough. Like we're just always feeling not enough. If I go too far into the workforce, I'm abandoning my children. If I abandon my work to be with my children, I'm taking it easy. I don't know. It's such bullshit. I call bullshit on it all. So I just wanted to say, if you're a woman and you're feeling freaking exhausted by trying to meet all of our culture's standards and expectations, you are not alone. There are so many women who are feeling this right now, and that's because it's bullshit. All of them are just traps to keep you out of your own sense of what is good for you. It's all about measuring yourself against some external standard, someone else's idea for you. So my challenge to you is, can you notice, first of all, how you're feeling conflicted within these roles? How do you feel pulled and pushed in different directions? And do you identify that it's just impossible to get it all, like it's just impossible to get it, to do it all, to get it right in a way, to get it right? And are you feeling that? Can you feel the weight of that? And if you can you find a way of freeing yourself, of freeing up the space around you so that you could let yourself, give yourself permission to just choose a direction and for that to be enough and to just find the enoughness in yourself, find the worthiness in yourself. And collectively, can we as women support each other so that we can find that sense of worthiness, that it doesn't have to be the way it is right now?
Thank you so much for listening to On the Couch with Carly. If something in this episode resonated with you or made you feel less alone, that means the world to me. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and now in video format on YouTube. For exclusive content and resources, visit our website at onthecouchwithcarly.com. If you enjoyed today's conversation, please consider leaving a rating or review. It really does help others discover our safe space for authentic conversation. Until next time, please take good care of yourself. I can't wait to be back on the couch with you again.